I gotta step out.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to another great episode of The First Inning. We are back live on Spotify. For all you people back there that want us is on, we are on. So check it out. If you didn't know, this radio show started on college radio. And me and Roger had a chance to do that for 2 years on college radio. The First Inning is back now with my guy, El Pelotero. And
what's up?
And we're gonna get into some baseball news, and let's see what happened. We're gonna talk about the division series and the whole nine yards, which was pretty cool. So we're gonna get into all that, and get the Yankees going. Then we're gonna talk about some Yankee news as well, and get that going. But yo, man, over the weekend, man, there was some great games going on.
Yeah, for real. Like I saw those games.
Yesterday's game between the Atlanta Braves and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Was it that?
Oh yeah, the. No, it was the Braves and what's it called, Philly.
Ah, yeah, stupid. But yeah, that was a good game. I was watching it. I'm like, they're gonna lose to Philly this game, you know?
Yeah.
And then the dude hits a home run. I think a 3-run home run. Oh no, he hits. One guy gets a RBI. Another guy hits a 2-run blast, and another guy hits a 3-run blast or something like that. I was like. Yo, like, where were these? Like, these are the guys we need on the Yankees.
Oh yeah, true. Like, you know, like it seemed like they were like the Yankees, like for the whole game. They kept grounding out and stuff. So you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They were playing like they were on that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But. Man, it was good games, though. I'm surprised that everything that we have said on the last show didn't come true.
Oh, yeah, like, none of the predictions we made.
I mean, I truly thought, like, the Phillies was going to take it. You know, I thought, you know, the Dodgers was going to be in it. You know, but it's not. Not the case. That's crazy, man. Yeah. It's like, that's the thing. That's like I always tell you. You can't bet on baseball, man.
Cause true.
You don't really.
It's unpredictable.
Yeah, it's unpredictable, man. And that, and plus, talk about unpredictable. Look at Baltimore, right? With Aaron Hicks. The guy's the star for Baltimore, even though they lost. But he's like carrying the team on their back.
Yeah, well, you know. It happens.
You know, it's wild, man.
Yeah.
It is wild, man. I just can't believe, you know, it's going down like that. And it sucks that...
Yeah.
Excuse me. It sucks that we're not in the playoffs, man, because we should be.
Yeah, we should have been, but we should have played better than, like, you know, we should have played better the final weeks of the season. That's why we're not in it.
And come to think about it now, right? If we would have went to the playoffs, we could have probably beat these guys.
Oh yeah, we could have. Cause look, we faced the Astros and we swept them. So you know, who knows?
Yeah, we could have probably won something if they would have made it, man.
Yeah. Oh man, like the possibilities, like you know.
Yeah, because like we never thought that Toronto would get out the wild card.
Oh, yeah, you know, I didn't even think about Toronto getting into the wild card. Like, that was a surprise to me because I didn't really pay much attention because like, that could have been our spot.
Yeah, it sure could have been, man. And then that could have been redemption on the team, you know what I mean? Like, we finally beat them, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know, man. This is wild, man.
Yeah.
Talk about... we'll get into some Yankee stuff in a second, but I also want to talk about, I was on Twitter, And yo, how stupid are these people on Twitter, bro? You know, these guys want Buck Showalter to be the manager instead of Aaron Boone.
Oh
Ain't that?
yeah, like I haven't seen much, but yeah, they probably do want Buck Showalter.
Yo, I gotta read you the ideology on this stuff, man. I gotta read this. I mean, this is crazy. Hold on, let me bring up these tweets real quick. I'm like, really, dude? The dude want Buck Showalter or John or Joe Madden? I like, first of all, Joe Madden, he only went to one World Series.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And well, how do you get to the tweets here? I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. Okay, let me go to my page. Maybe it'll come up. Profile. Profile. Damn you.
We're having technical difficulty, folks, so bear with us.
Yeah, it's all right though. But anyway, let me read you this nonsense real quick. I'm just pr bringing it up real quick. This dude here. First of all, we're talking about Aaron Boone, right?
Yeah.
We talked about him on the last episode with him that the Yankees want him to be more disciplined, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, the dude has a pacemaker.
Yeah.
So one person was like, oh, but he goes crazy on the umpires all the time. No, he really doesn't. I told him. You know what I'm saying? And another thing was that they're gonna bring up he got the heart tran the heart transplant. He got the heart the pacer in 2021.
Oh, so not too long ago.
No. Then they're gonna put up, oh, but look at this video of him like 2 months later going crazy in it was on the road and Stanton was batting. I forgot what happened, but he went crazy on them. But he never did that ever again, though. You know what I mean? He only got crazy one time after he got the pacemaker.
Oh yeah, because like he has got thrown out, but I've never seen him go crazy like that.
Yeah, he gets thrown out all the time, but he's not like savages in the box.
Oh yeah, that was a crazy one.
You know what I'm saying? So I think in my opinion, they might have told him, yo, chill out and don't be doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is crazy, man. I don't know, man. It's like, so it's like, and then people want Buck Showalter as the manager. Like, if you're a person that's listening to this radio show and you think Buck Showalter should be the manager, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. You know? Because he hasn't won anything.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He hasn't won anything. Every team he's been to has done nothing.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't have a championship in his resume.
No, and after every team he left, they played better without him.
Oh, yeah, that's true. 'Cause look at the Yankees, for example.
Well, yeah, man. Aaron Boone, right? But here's another thing, though. Aaron Boone, he's been on the Yankees for 6 years now, right?
Yeah.
And Yankee fans are crying that they want him fired because he missed 1 year of the playoffs.
Yeah, I under I kind of like, I kind of understand why, 'cause it's the Yankees, and he does like, I understand why they could be frustrated, 'cause he does mess up with the bullpen. sometimes, but you know.
That's true. They think a baboon could do better than Aaron Boone. That's crazy. But the dude is a baseball man.
Yeah.
And you know what? To be honest, I kind of like him. Oh, let me go to my replies. Hold on. I got to read you this, man. This is wild. Okay, let me see if I can pick this up, what this guy wrote. Jimmy from the Bronx, right? Jimmy from the Bronx. Hold on, here we go. He writes this. Jimmy from the Bronx write this. And he even puts the date, October 9th. He goes, Hal, why is Aaron Boone still Yankee manager? Six failed seasons as manager without delivering a World Series championship. Enough is enough, Boone as a manager. How is he... How is it six failed seasons if they went to the playoffs?
I mean, you're right, because, like, it's not... Like, me personally, I know, like, people might disagree with me, but if we make the playoffs, it's actually a good season. I understand the whole fan mentality. If it's not a championship, the season's a failure. Actually, no, it's not. I mean, we finished over 500. We made the playoffs all those years, so...
It's true.
It wasn't really a failure.
It really wasn't, And the majority of the reason why we did bad is I blame Aaron Judge's toe, you know?
Oh, yeah, for this year, right?
Yeah, I blame his toe, because if Aaron Judge never would have got hurt, we would have been in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true, because, like, you know, they were saying that he would have put up another, like, 60 home run season or something like that. He was on pace for it.
Yeah, check what this guy wrote, Jimmy from the Bronx. Yo, this guy's a bozo. Listen to what he wrote. If you have viewed some of my posts, tweets, and comments, I have suggested that New York Yankee ownership named either Buck Showalter or Joe Maddon as new Yankee manager, and actually at least bring in both Showalter and Maddon as special advisors to Hal Steinbrenner. You gotta be out of your mind. They already got special advisors, man.
Yeah, they do. Wait, what's it called? Omar Minaya and what's it called? Brian Sabian.
And they're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they did pretty good. I mean, they got this. These with Omar Minaya here, they brought over Anthony Rizzo. They brought over Harrison Bader when he was hurt, and he had a great season. So it's not like, you know, they messed up. Now the next question is, right? Who are the Yankees gonna pick up? Are they gonna pick up Frankie Montas as a new contract, or do you take Luis Severino on a contract?
Oof, like, you know, I would go with maybe Frankie Montas, because, like, you know, Severino, you know, I think Severino's gone.
Yeah, I don't think Severino's coming back. That would be a disaster to bring back Severino, though, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you think about it, the starting rotation will be Gerrit Cole, Rodon, Nestor Cortez, Clark Smith, and Michael King. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Frankie Montas. So Michael King, he might have to stay in the bullpen. But you know what, though? I would make Michael King the closer.
I definitely would look at that scenario.
I would make him the closer and not bring back Clay Holmes, for sure.
For sure. I know your beef with Clay Holmes.
That guy is horrible. And not only that, the dude wins Pitcher of the month.
Oh yeah. I wonder how that happened.
Yo, I don't know, man. I mean, Major League Baseball had to be that bad for him to win an award, bro. So here's another one. Brian Cashman has a floor, and you don't know what you're getting if the Yankees fire him, says Chris McGonnell on The Fan. So they say Brian Cashman, up until this year, gives you the floor. Let me see if I can. Well, I'll read it. Brian Cashman, up until this year, gives you a floor. You know what the floor is. Whoever you bring in, well, he brings in. If you let him run his own show, you don't know what the floor is. He's giving you a track record on the floor. Not good enough for me, not good enough for you, but Steinbrenner, on some level, being around baseball people, would tell you that it's not easy to do this thing. And he understands there's a floor to it. So this is what Chris McGonnell said on The Fan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. Like, if you get rid of Brian Cashman, right, you don't really know what you're getting with another GM.
I mean, that's true.
You know? I mean, you have... I mean, every real Yankee fans have to be honest that he... Brian Cashman has brought over the best players to New York. But they just flake out when they get here.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
You know, they don't play well when they get here. That's the whole thing about this.
Yeah.
You know, he brought over so many players, man. So many players, and he has done nothing. They have done nothing. You
yeah,
know?
That's you can't predict those things, like, you know?
Now, here's another problem I have, right? Everybody wants Yokomoto, the Japanese pitcher from Japan, right? Mm-hmm. My problem is with him is that people don't take into consideration that he plays in a dome.
Yeah.
You know, with controlled, with you know, with controlled heating and all that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, what happened here? I want this thing to work. But the thing is, you have to take into consideration, he plays in a dome. The thing is how will he play in Yankee Stadium when it's freezing?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true. Like, he might not be used to it.
Yo, you know it'd be cold in Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah, definitely when it's like April, beginning of May, yeah, during those night games, you have to have, like, the winter jacket with you because it's really that cold.
I mean, it's still, like, 50 degrees in them games.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you bring this kid here, you know, and he's not going to do well, man. I'm telling you now, I'll bet money on that he ain't going to do well. You know? And look at every other pitcher we ever had, right, on the Yankees. They never did well. They never did well. You know, the only one we had good was Aroki Kuroda.
Well, you could say... Wait, are we talking about... We're talking about Japanese, right?
Yeah.
Players? Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, on the Yankees, Aroki Kuroda was the best one they had.
Yeah.
You know, Tanaka was only good for the first three seasons we had him. The rest of the last seasons he played, Tanaka, he couldn't make it out of the third inning.
Oh, so he fell off.
He was getting blasted in the first inning all the time. You know, that's why he had to quit. You know, yeah, but people forget these things. And remember, God rest his soul, Hideki Arabu. Remember Hideki Arabu? I don't think you know him.
I heard of him, but that was before my time. But yeah, he was terrible.
God rest his soul, he committed suicide.
Yeah.
But George Steinbrenner called him a fat toad. That's how bad he was.
Damn.
He called him a fat toad. And then when they went to the 96 World Series, they put his ass in the bullpen.
Wow.
You know? Then years later, we get up to Hideki Kuroda. We get Tanaka.
I was gonna add to Hideki Arango, I think they used to call him the Japanese Moment Ryan. He was.
But then when he got here, he was getting blasted. You know, people don't understand that, yo, Major League Baseball, the hitting side is hard to beat these guys hitting.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? You could be Nolan Ryan and all that. You could be Mariano. And they're going to catch up to you sooner or later.
Yeah.
You know? Because yeah. even Mariano blew games.
Yeah.
You know,
it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, man. There was one period. I don't know what year it was. Maybe 2004 or 2003. That Mariano blew 5 games in a row.
Oh, wow.
Nobody talks about that. He blew 5 games in a row.
Was he booed?
You know what? I don't think he was.
Oh, so they let him get a pass.
And I think the first game that he blew was against the Mets. In Shea Stadium.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
So it might have been 2008. It was 2008, I think.
Yeah.
And that's crazy, man. So, you know, so like even the greatest, what I'm trying to say is, even the greatest pitchers get caught.
Yeah, it happens.
You know? So it's hard to say if this kid is going to be any good in New York. I really doubt it, and I really hope he don't come here, you know? Because we're just going to get another pitcher that is just garbage.
Yeah, we don't need that every 5 days.
And the thing is this, too. Remember this, too, that when you have a brand-new pitcher in Major League Baseball, right, nobody knows you. So you're going to be striking out people, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be striking out people because nobody knows you. But now when the second time comes around, they know what you're pitching, and then they start blasting you for home runs.
Oh, yeah, that's the, let's say, get used to you.
Yeah, and then forget it. The third year, the fourth year in the league, yo, you're garbage because they're going to blast you every time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because now with the technology that baseball has,
yeah.
Yo, they know what the pitch is thinking before you even throw the ball.
Yeah, that's technology is crazy like that.
And you know what too? Baseball has changed. During the Girardi era. From 2008 and on, in the last 10 years, baseball has changed because now those Yankees with Girardi, they were guessing the pitches, right? So, so like Derek Jeter's up or whatever, right?
Yeah.
They were guessing that, oh, on the third pitch, he's going to throw you a fastball and you're going to swing at that one, you know? So, meanwhile, you got 2 strikes already because you're waiting for that fastball, and then on the third one, he throws something totally different and now you struck out.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, man, they were in the Girardi era, they were really using analytics hard.
Yeah, I didn't really know that because until recently, as you told me, so I didn't know that they were using analytics already. Because, you know, I thought the analytics came, when Boone got there, you know, and they just, they just started using it hardcore.
Well, analytics has been around since the 90s. It started with Oakland A's.
Moneyball.
And the Moneyball. That's how it really started. Moneyball started that. So with the Moneyball, like I just said, say like you up on deck, right?
Yeah.
And I'm the manager. I'm going to tell you, like, yo, Benedetto, this guy's going to throw you a fastball on the third pitch. Swing at that one. Meanwhile, he ain't going to throw no fastball on the third pitch, and now you struck out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what was happening with the Yankees these last 10 years.
Well, yeah, it's been happening as far as I remember.
You know, whatever happened to see the ball and hit the ball? You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Because it's like, you know, I don't know, like, tone it down a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's got to be a different approach. We can't just be doing that year after year, and then the Yankees don't realize. Hopefully, us missing the playoffs and stuff like that and finishing barely above 500, hopefully it makes the front office realize that whatever they're doing is not working.
It truly is. And you know something, too? They finally did it. I always used to say, if the analytics ain't working for the Yankees, how come they don't analyze themselves?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right? And that's what they're doing now. I got you, Allie. Hold on. You want to be on the show? Huh? Yeah? All right, come on. I'll show you on the show. Come on. It's Allie. You can see her. This is not the cat that ran on the field, though, just to let you know. All right? You're on the show, okay? She was crying to be on it. All right, there you go. Get out of here. I'll feed you in a second. But, you know, like I just said, like, what I think they should start doing is analytic the pitcher, right? And find out what he throws, and then just go up there with no plan. You know what I'm saying? Just be like, listen, man, I'm going to wait for a fastball or something down the plate, and I'm going to rock it. You know what I mean? They don't even do that, you know?
That's why I think they hired Sean Casey, because, you know, Sean Casey is not an analytical guy.
I think they turned it around with Sean Casey, to be honest.
The thing is, like, people want to say, oh, Sean Casey hasn't done anything or improved them. You should look at them. You should really look at their at-bats. They're actually taking pitches and walking. It's like,
yes.
You know, I know that the results I haven't showed, but if you look at, like, when Sean Casey got there, like, they improved, like, their at-bats. But, you know, it didn't show results, but, you know, it just, like, their at-bats improved. They got more patient.
Yeah. One question. Anthony Volpe, was Sean Casey here after the meatball parmesan thing or before that?
No, that was before.
That was before the meatball parmesan. Okay. Or whatever that was, whatever he was eating.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, he did make a change though. I gotta be honest, man. They are taking more pitches, and they weren't striking out as much. You know, some did. I mean, some did still strike out, but they were hitting ground ball outs, you know, and pop ups and all that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna try to get us copyrighted. So let me go into a quiet environment.
Yeah, it's all good, but it's like now, I feel like with Sean Casey there now, in the off season, he can really help these guys better. You know, because
give me a second. Continue talking. I'll be right back.
Yeah, go ahead. Because if people don't know, or people do know, Sean Casey is from MLB Network, right? Yeah. And MLB Network, I love MLB Network. I watch it every day, and I love when they do their analysis in the morning. What's it called? I forget the name of the show now, but they do some good analytics on that show in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? And Sean Casey, he used to do a segment where he'll predict somebody hitting a home run or something like that.
Yeah.
And the dude was always right. The dude was always right.
I remember.
You know, so, you know, I mean, there's got to be some truth to this, that he is a good batting coach. I mean, he might be the best one we had in a while.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true. That's definitely true. So you people can't just criticize him.
You know, the guy just started midway of the season. He started in what, in August?
Yeah, like July, I think, somewhere around
there. Right? After, in the late July, something like that? Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I don't really know what to do if you go on a baseball team. Like he's doing analytics on MLB Network, right? So how do you transition that to a coach, you know?
I mean,
that's hard to do.
Yeah, because even in an interview, he said that the analytics that the Yankees were giving him was, like, you know, it was, like, too much, you know? He couldn't, like, you know, they were just giving him too much information, so...
Too much information that nobody needed.
Yeah.
You know? And they just have it. But you know what, though? I mean, I get it that it's just too much information, but it's still good to have too much information, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's still good to know everything. But you don't need to know it, but you should know it. You know what I mean? That type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, but... I mean, that should help. That should help, That should help Aaron Boone, man. And then the pitching coach, too. The pitching coach, what's his name?
Matt Blake.
Where is he here? I got my book out here. Where is Matt Blake at? Aaron Boone. Matt Blake, pitching coach. So, he's only 37 years old. And he begins his fourth season at the team pitching coach. Well, five seasons already as pitching coach. And he got that job in 2019. So check this out, right? During his tenure, not including last year, because I don't have the results of last year part of this, but it says. During his tenure, Yankee pitchers have posted a 3.64 ERA. Fourth best ERA in the major league during this span.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed, like, the pitching took a step back, but it probably wasn't his fault. Because, you know, there was a lot of injuries, so I really don't blame him, but... He's been solid as a pitching coach, like, because, to be honest, like, you know, I definitely don't blame him for the pitching going bad. It was the injuries.
Yeah, because check it, right? In his four years, because I don't have this year's stats, so I can't really go on this shit.
I'll definitely look that up for you.
But, In the 4 years that he was pitching coach, Yankee pitchers ranked third in strikeouts against opponents.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I could pull that up for you. Hold on. Give me a second.
He was fourth in opponents' batting average and fifth in strikeouts.
Hold on. Let me see something. It should be here. Let me look that up.
And in 2022, last year, Yankee pitching posted a 3.30 ERA.
Right here, the Yankees were this year, they were 10th, and they had a 3.97 team ERA this year.
Yeah, because the pitching was horrible.
Yeah.
You know, Nestor Cortez got hurt. Severino got hurt. Rendon... He came back too late, and he wasn't pitching well until he got a few starts in. Yeah. You know, I mean the starting pitching was bad this year.
Yeah, well, you know, except Gerrit Cole, he was solid all year.
He was, man, and whatever. I think Gerrit Cole should be the damn pitching coach.
Oh yeah, right. Because I always see him go up to the pitchers and, you know, talking to them.
Because, yo, whatever he's doing, because whatever he's doing helped Clark Smith.
Yeah, and also it helped Michael King, because apparently Michael King said Garrett Cole helped him.
Right, Michael King, too. He looks up to Garrett Cole, too.
Yeah.
So whatever he's doing, man, it's working.
It definitely is.
And I think that they should have the Garrett Cole training segment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Whatever he's going to do in spring training, everybody got to do that shit too in spring training. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the Yankees have an assistant pitching coach. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah, I did. I've seen him around before.
Desi.
I can't pronounce his name, but, you know.
Yeah, Desi Drew Satchel. And this is his third year as Yankee pitching coach. So
I don't know why we need two pitching coaches for. Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, just, what's he gonna do? Like, to be honest,
I don't know what they do, man. His name is D. E. Drew Shull. His last name. So it's a weird name, but if you ever see a number 79 out there, that's who that is.
Oh yeah, I've seen him.
You know, but I mean, he must be helping in some type of way.
Yeah.
You know. And there's two hitting coaches.
Yeah. Wait, isn't Mike Harkey a pitching coach too?
Bullpen coach.
Oh.
He's been there now 14 years as Yankee bullpen coach.
Oh wow, that's definitely, you know.
And check this out. He was a bullpen pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. Mike Harkley, right?
Yeah.
And the last game he played was in Yankee Stadium, and the last pitch he threw, Paul O'Neill blasted it for a home run.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So he's been there. Yeah, he's been there a while, man.
Wasn't he there for our last championship as the bullpen coach?
He surely was.
That's crazy that they, you know, what's the quote? That's crazy that they kept him a long time.
I mean, he must be doing something good back there for him to be there that long.
I mean, for real, because, like, I think we were, like, our bullpen, I think we always lead in ERA or something, right? I think this year we didn't. I'm not too sure, but.
He did leave the Yankees, though, in 2014.
Oh, he did?
So he went to the Arizona Diamondbacks for 2 years.
Oh, and then he came back, right?
Then he came back, yeah.
Oh.
So, you know, that's how that went. But, yeah, I mean, he's been there. Man, that guy right there, man, he must have stories after stories after stories.
For real.
Because he had every pitcher in the Yankees with him.
Yeah, because, damn, it's really been that long. Wow.
All the way from Mariano to now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think he... I don't get... They don't show his time with the Yankees in World Championships, though.
He won one in 2009.
Yeah. I'm trying to find. It doesn't really say what year did he win with the Yankees, but I'm pretty sure he was there when they won. I don't think he was there in 96, though.
No.
I think he got there in 1998 or 97. But it doesn't really have. It doesn't really have that here, what I'm looking for.
Oh, it says right here he got there in 2008.
2008? He was there before that.
Oh, that's
he was He was in the bullpen with another guy. He was the assistant bullpen guy at the time, all them years. And then they made him the official bullpen coach.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. You know, because, like, you know, people like that, you don't see them, you know?
Yeah, he's always in the back, man. He's the guy that picks up the phone all the time when Boone calls back there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen him do that.
Yeah, and the funny part is, people thought he was CC Sabathia.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I had like a couple of years ago. They said he was CC Sabathia.
Yo, you remember when the Yankees had that game when they were able to wear their nicknames on their jersey?
Oh yeah, they did that like for 2 years or something like that, or three. I'm not sure. I don't know what happened to that.
I think it was 2 years. I want to say. And,
oh yeah, and then he had
a,
"I'm not CC."
Yeah, he had "I'm not CC" on the back. That was funny, man.
Yeah.
But these guys, I mean, they're there for a reason. What I'm trying to say is, what people don't understand is, it's easy to talk crap when you're in Florida about the Yankees. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not. It's a different mind. When you actually go to the game and you actually go to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, it's definitely different.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, are you really going to tell Aaron Boone to his face that he sucks? Like, come on. Like, really? You know what you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Come on, man. Like, you got to understand, man. These are the New York Yankees. And these guys wouldn't be on the Yankees if they weren't that good.
Yeah, you have a point.
You know what I mean? They wouldn't be there if they were that good. You know what I'm saying? In my belief, out of all this time with Brian Cashman and front office and blah, 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 they get the best people, man. You know?
Yeah.
You know, they get the best people. It's just that the players they get just don't work out. Yeah. That's the real fact of it. You know? I mean, we got Randy Johnson and all that, and we didn't go nowhere with Randy Johnson. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't that good.
He wasn't that good because we got him old. That's another problem too. The Yankees get old players. We need to stop that. You know? We need to get some young guys to play. You know, like they do now.
That's what we were doing this year.
Yeah, I mean, they should keep that up, you know. Let the new guys play, man, and let them rock. Like that new guy in the minor leagues. What's his name?
Wait, which one?
The one that's going the one that's on fire in the minors that everybody's talking about. He got the mustache and all that.
Pitcher?
Yeah, pitcher.
Oh yeah, Drew Thorpe.
Yeah, they need to bring him up. Huh?
He had ridiculous strikeout numbers.
Word. They need to bring that kid up for real. Bring him up. Yeah. See what he can do up here. You know what I mean? But anyway, I think we lasted a pretty long time here. So,
did we?
Yeah, I mean, on Spotify, we're 45 minutes in already.
Wow.
Yeah, so pretty damn good, man. So we're going to end it here, and we'll be back on Friday with the results of the division series and what's going to look like the championship series. And we're going to talk about any more Yankee news or any Major League Baseball updates. I'm going to talk about all that. So I want to thank everyone for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe. And we'll be back on the next one. Let me check the YouTube before I go. I want to see if anybody wrote anything on the comments. But we're going to end the show here. Let me see. We are live. Bryson is on.
Thank everyone for watching.
Bryson, man. What's up? As we were talking, he said happy birthday to my boy, El Pelotero.
Yeah, thanks, Bryson. What's so called? I sent you a message back. I don't know if you you know, I don't know if you got it back, but I appreciate it.
And Ching Ming Wong was a good pitcher too, but he got hurt.
Wait, Ching Ming Wong wasn't Japanese though. I think he was
Korean.
Isn't he? Yeah, hold on, let me check.
Was he Korean?
Hold on.
We'll fact check that for you guys.
He was from Taiwan.
Ah, okay. You see, so yeah, I mean, Ching Meng Wong was good. He was one of the best players in that league. Luckily, we got him though. But anyway, I'm gonna get out of here. Thank y'all for watching. We are on Spotify, so if you missed this, you can watch it on Spotify now. We're gonna be on it. So thank you for watching. We'll be back on Friday at 5 o'clock, and we're gonna talk some more baseball. Until then, thank you for watching, and we'll see y'all on the next one. So long, peace, everybody, and see ya. Let me end this.
Bada bing. We off, right?
Not yet. I'm trying to get to turn it off. Hold on a second. Come on up so I can turn this off. Computer's acting slow today, man. I don't know why. Usually quick. Okay, let me stop the stream. Stopped. See ya. Stop the stream. Stop the stream. Okay, stopping stream. Perfect. All right, we're now finally off. See you, everyone.